for being able to come, and it's always great to be here. It was a kind of a trip we made at the last minute. My daughters went to Groenlund, and we...
And you came here.
And I came here. It's always great to be in my home church and to be among all you who I know and love so well. You know, when you're asked to share a short introduction, my last one was quite a long one, so we'll try and keep it down today. But I always try to share from things that the Lord has been revealing in my own personal life and victories, because we have a tremendous victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And God always leads us in His train of victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think we're called to go through life and to gain the victories. And as we relate to this, I think it's always great to share these victories. And we all know about fear, that fear is a tremendous obstacle that Satan uses. There is a positive fear of the Lord, where we're told to have a deep and reverential fear because He is our God and Creator, and we are to walk humbly before Him. So we have this kind of positive fear, but there's also a negative fear which comes from unbelief, which means that I basically am calculating without God. When I look at a situation, when I look at a trial, fear comes in when I calculate and when I make an assessment without realizing the reality of God who is always there. You know, when I was in Jerusalem, 1977 and 81, one of the things I liked about the Jews, one of the traditions I think that we should have carried over as in Judeo-Christendom, was this thing. What are the little hats they have on called?
I don't know.
These little round hats, you know. Yeah, kippah. But I asked, why do you wear these little hats, you know, little flying saucers, I call them, on top of their heads? Why do you have these little flying saucers on your head? No, I didn't. But they said, well, we wear these kippahs basically to remind us that God is above us. And I thought, that is great, because they go around. And I think this is what God has in mind. We have to have a positive fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When we come into the positive understanding of be'evan and respect. It's more be'evan and respect. This is the positive fear. You know, fear plays a very positive role. If you go near the edge of a cliff, you feel a fear there. And that fear is given you by God. And it's a positive and it's a rational fear because it teaches you to be very careful. Because you could lose your life if you don't. But then there's a negative fear which Satan influences when he'll influence you to be afraid of a person or a situation, to look to your own strength, and he will amplify those feelings which are not powerful because it's not trusting in the Lord who is there and who is with you. And this is how Satan gets in, and fear becomes a negative thing. Fear actually can be idolatry in certain situations. When we exalt this reasoning and when we exalt this calculating without God, and it takes over our emotional life, and our attention is on the negative, is on a thing, instead of our attention being on God. God said to Abraham in Genesis 17:1, He said, walk thou, I am the Lord Almighty. I am God Almighty. There's not so many who can say that. Or He said, I am God Almighty. Walk thou before me and be perfect. Jesus Christ said on the Sermon on the Mount, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And this is what it means. God said, walk before me and be thou perfect. And this is why I like the picture of the hat on the head, because we're always understanding that God is there. He's our creator. He's our sustainer. He infuses us with life at every minute. He strengthens our inner man in Ephesians 3:16. He's the one where we have our expectations. David said, I set the Lord always before me. Therefore, he is at my right hand. I will not be moved. I think what we as the body of Christ today need more than ever is to have a continual understanding and to practice the presence of God. The Bible clearly states that all fear, which is not a fear of the Lord, is the spirit. We have to have this very clear. All fear is spiritual in its essence. And it says in 2 Timothy 1:7 that God has not given us a spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit that is not from God. Whatever fear is of circumstances where we're not reckoning with God, it's not from God, it's a spirit. And it should be addressed as a spirit. Because Satan will come and say, this is just you, this is just you, you're weak. But the fact is that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Behold, all things are new. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. So let's not be deceived as Satan that says this is just your weakness, you'll never get over this weakness, we don't have any provision for this person, you've always been this kind, you've always fallen in this area. It's a spiritual attack because the Bible says that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, and that is the objective truth of who we are. That is the objective truth of who we are. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but has given us a spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. So fear is calculating without the Lord. Seeing a situation without the Lord, letting us affect us, and letting our emotions run over into fearful anxiety. Two, fear is a spirit. It's not you. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus, and that is the objective truth. That's what God says about us, and that's what we are. And fear can become actually idolatry. It's sin to lift up anything and let anything else become the owner of our emotions and of our thoughts. And there's beautiful. The Bible says actually 365 times. I haven't counted them all, but it says, "Fear not." Jesus says in John 14, where he's describing the wonderful home that he's going to build for us, he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Now that's interesting. He don't say, oh, I hope you will make it out, and I hope you'll be able to overcome this fear, and I hope you'll not be down in anxiety. But this, the thing about it is, he says, do not let your hearts be fearful. Trust in me, trust also in my Father. So this is a commandment. He says love one another. Just as love is not basically a subjective feeling that I might have or I might not have for something, God says love even your enemy. Love each other in the body of Christ especially, but we're also called to display the love of Christ because it's not our love. In Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And we become a channel, and we're commanded to become a channel. And the Bible says actually 365 times, I've heard, that's one for every day. Fear not, don't let your hearts be troubled. Go through the Gospels and see just how many times Jesus says to his disciples, oh you of little faith, fear not, why do you become anxious? And things mean in this, because it is a lack of faith. There's some wonderful promises. But the only way to guard against this infiltration of fear, I mean, we all suffer from it. Even me and John Wayne, the two real men left in this world. We all suffer from... Huh? No, James Bond. I met James Bond in London. I thought this is... No, but anyway. It's amazing how... And it's one of the things Satan uses all the time, is to get us... our concentration off the Lord. It seems pretty selfish, but God wants to own our thoughts. He wants us to walk with him. He says, I am the Lord Almighty. I am God Almighty, Abraham. Walk before me and be perfect. Enoch, he said he walked with God and he was not. Because he was totally, you know, this is not like reading your Bible every minute or whatnot. It's just having a passive recognition that God is here, God is for me, I am his, he sustains me, his spirit is here, I am resting in him. Because if we don't have this awareness of God in our lives, many times we'll go through life and come to a struggle, and then we'll come back to our knees and our Bible and find out. And it's all because we've, as Oswald Chambers says, we've lacked spiritual concentration. He says the believer today cannot afford to have spiritual, lack of spiritual concentration. We have to be focused on God. We have to be resting in God and focused on God. Remember, we're in enemy territory here. We're in a world that Satan is a ruler, is a prince of the power of the air. And we are God's ambassadors here, and he must lead us. And so if you were in enemy territory and somebody came from your side to lead you through all this many things in this enemy-occupied town, you would have to follow him every turn and through the marketplaces and make sure you stay close behind him, because you know you don't know where you're going. We're walking in enemy territory here. Satan is going around like a roaring lion waiting to get us drowned in our fears and anxieties instead of being focused on our Lord. And there's many of these promises where it says in Isaiah 26 verse 3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Now, what I want to leave with us today is that fear is a spirit, and the only way to combat this is to walk before the Lord and be in communication, be in rest in him, and be practicing the presence of God. There was a saint in the 14th century, Johann, or what, and his lifelong ambition was to walk continually before God. He said, practicing the presence of God. It's a well-known Christian book. And he'd do it maybe for 20 minutes one day and 30 minutes the next. And he said, it's so amazing how we can just get away from being focused on the Lord and enjoying his presence. Not as though we're praying all the time, but... And he would do it, and his life aim was to practice the presence of God. And they said, towards the end of his life, he was the most saintly man, because he would always be in the flow of the Spirit, and always be focused on God, and always be manifesting Jesus Christ. And it's nothing that comes naturally to us. It's something that we have to practice, and we'll fall, and we come back again, and we fall. But there's some great promises here. God said, you will keep him. We don't keep ourselves, but you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you. Because he trusts, God loves it when we trust in him. Faith pleases God. And when he sees we're walking and we're prioritizing him, we're telling him that he is the focus of our life. We depend upon him. We want to be with him. We want to share our thoughts. We want to be conscious of him in all situations. God loves us because we trust in him. We will not be moved. Because the Lord is at my right hand, I shall not be moved, said David. And it's a continual walking before God. So walk with God, and you will not be moved. And practice the presence of God. You know, we can't follow someone that we're not consciously aware of. And I think that one of the biggest needs for me, for the church today, is to practice the presence of God. And it's amazing. Like I said, when I call to share on these things, I share about certain things that have been fearful to me, certain things that I haven't really known how to deal with, certain things that I've capitulated in for. But as I practice this, and I've understood that, be still. This is what it says here in Isaiah 30:15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. In returning and rest, in quietness and confidence shall be your rest, shall be your strength. And it's this quiet, confident trust in the Lord. There's no better way to spend the day than with the Lord. The devil will come and fool you that you're going this and you're doing that and this and the other. But you just get frustrated, nervous and fearful. The best way to spend each and every day and each and every moment is in a constant, just mindful acknowledgement of God is there, He's for me, He's saved me, He fills me with love, He fills me with I don't have patience, but He gives me loads of patience. I don't love this person, it's the word. I do not have love for this, but He gives me love for this person. You know what I mean? And the qualities of Jesus Christ are made manifest as I just quietly trust in the Lord, and I find I have a love that I never had before. I find fear is disappeared and it's changed because the Holy Spirit has given me a calm, relaxing trust. But it comes by deciding to be focused. And when we lose our focus on God, we come back to the Word. We come back. This is where we find our new focus again. This is the Word of God. And it doesn't come easy, but it is the message for me today, and it's the message for us today. Because we will be defeated unless we... I can't think of the word. But unless we develop a moment-by-moment trust in God. And it's a process. But we tell God, I want to walk with you today. I want to be mindful of you today. And most of this day. And tomorrow I want to be more mindful of you than yesterday. And I want you to lead me. Because we can't follow God if we're not conscious of Him. If we just turn into Him every time we get in trouble and fearful. We have to develop the conscious presence of God. And it's the most wonderful way to live. It's the most wonderful way to live every day. And God can use us in wonderful. He gives us a word in season. If we're following Him, if we're trusting Him, sometimes we'll see a person, we'll say, that person needs this and that. It's happened to me many times. I'll give him a word in season to break the yoke. It's happened many times, and God can use us, but only when we're conscious of His presence. He's always with us. Amen. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we love You and we thank You. And we praise You that You are our God. You've saved us, You've delivered us, You've given us Your Holy Spirit. We thank You, Father, that You don't get tired of us, but You want us to be mindfully, to keep our minds focused upon You. We thank You, Father. Help us and teach us to develop this practice, Your presence, Father. Understand and be still and know that I am God, says Your word. Be still and recognize that You are for us. Father, we thank You for the power and the peace and the joy that comes. Help us to develop this focusing on You, that we might be, not for our own sakes, Father, primarily, but that we might be used for Your kingdom. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.